7:52 on the Big Sports Breakfast. It was great to chat with Ivan Cleary from the Penrith Panthers as we support Transplant Australia here at Stonecutters Ridge for the Tap Cares Golf Day. And Brad Davidson joins us on the line. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. It was great to catch up at the barrier draw yesterday. Have you changed your thoughts after the barrier draw?
No, I think it was an ideal draw for Tenley. This filly, Barrier 6, is about ideal. She'll come into Barrier 5 if the emergencies don't get a run there. And I thought that was about perfect for her. I know we were talking at the barrier draw and said, just want this filly to draw low, because we made the point on the show yesterday that since 2003, only one horse, Vancouver, has won the Golden Slipper without being in the rails in run at some point. So I think that gate 5 will allow J-Mac to get on that rail at some point or save a lot of ground. And I think by, you know, the Golden Slipper, you want to be pinching ground along the inside rather than getting out wide and trying to make ground. And we know she's a filly that gets back in the ruck. Hopefully from that draw, she can take a spot midfield or just a little bit worse. And, I think she'll be the strongest late. So she was one of the big winners out of the draw. Of course, Cosmic Force is now the favourite after drawing Barrier 2. Look, he probably wants a proper wet track. I know we're back to a heavy 9 and the forecast is a little bit up in the air for the rest of the week, but if it does continue to dry and get into that soft range, gee, I'll be against him on the weekend, because I think he really wants a proper wet track, this horse, and his form prior to that showed that as well. Number one, microphones drawn the inside gate, should get a lovely run there, and has plenty of supporters in his camp there. And I guess the big losers were Yes, out in 19. I don't know what they do from out there, but a bit of a tricky draw, and Exhilarates, one of the others, 18, another tricky draw there. With Love Gabby's probably going to get back in Barrier 15 anyway, so probably not the biggest concern there. But, those three I mentioned at the start, they seem to be the big winners out of the barrier draw yesterday.
Yeah, Cosmic Force was pretty impressive, or very impressive, I should say, in the Pogo. But if you had your two-year-old running in the Golden Slipper, do you want the horse running the week before? Because the success out of the Pogo. Stratum was the last. Hasn't been that great. Or do you like to give him a bit of a freshen up?
Well, I mean, history says that you want to come through the races 2 weeks out, the Riesling or the Todman. The last 8 winners of the Golden Slipper have come through either of those 2 races. They haven't necessarily won those races, but they've come through those races. So, look, for me, it's just the case.
Is that something that you look at?
Definitely. I mean, it's something you have to factor in. And the other thing I factor in is I'm all about price. So for me, you know, we tend to get a little bit carried away with these winners the week out, especially if they win by big margins. Like, we have to keep in mind, yes, Cosmic Force won by a huge margin with his head on the chest, but his overall time was only 2 lengths quicker than Kiyomichi on the day. And with all due respect to the horses behind him, they would probably get beaten 10 lengths in a Golden Slipper, and they would beat 7 lengths here. So, I think he's a great chance if it's a proper heavy track, because we can see how well he gets through it. He's on the quick back up and he's rock hard fit, probably the horse that's improving all the time. But if it's not a proper wet track, you go back prior to that and he was safely held by microphone at every possible behind microphone there at Randwick. And then even the start prior on a heavy 8, well, he was beaten by Bivouac, who's 67-1 chance in a Golden Slipper. So, for me, it's got to be a proper heavy track for me to entertain him in my top 2 or 3. But if we're getting back to that soft range, I'll just have to take him on at the price. Simple as that. I think, you know, he's firm because he's the one in everyone's mind, and because it looks so impressive to the eye. And while the time was still good, he probably does want that heavy 10 to reproduce an effort like that, and probably has to improve a length or two still to win the slipper.